Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And today happens to be National Napping Day. You ever take a nap, Coleman? Do you ever take a nap?
I try to when I can.
I never did until I got this job. I've worked in radio most of my adult life, and usually it was during the afternoon, during the daytime. But when I got this job doing the morning show, and I did mornings once before for a few years in Boston, I never felt the need to take a nap. But over the last 3+ years since I've been doing the morning show here at Bayou 95.7, only about an hour a day. You can't take much more of a nap than that. But we'll do the show, and then we do some work here after the show, and then I'll go home, and then I'll nap for an hour. And if I do nap for an hour, I'm fine. And I could stay up till 10:30 at night. If I do not nap for an hour, I'm done by 8:30 at night, 9 o'clock. Then I guess that's maybe just aging. I don't know, but they say naps can be a very, very helpful thing, and they help me out.
Yeah, I'm surprised you only take an hour nap. You know, I think you 3-4 hours maximum for me. I need as much energy as I can.
That's so. More than a nap. Wow. That's like a second sleep.
Okay.
And they, according to the National Sleep Foundation, the NSF, they tell you should take a short nap of around 30 minutes. That nap can improve alertness without leaving you groggy and interfering with your nighttime sleep schedule. The problem is, Coleman, if you nap for 2 or 3 hours now, that's messing around with your nighttime sleep schedule.
Well, how's my body supposed to know what 30 minutes is if I'm asleep? It's like you psychologically time how long you have to sleep, or you set an alarm.
Hey, your body knows a lot. You'd be surprised how much your body knows. I mean, every time you stand up and something hurts, and anytime you try putting on a pair of underwear or a pair of pants, but you kind of lean over and almost fall down. You know, your body tells you things all the time.
Yeah, my body says you need 3 or 4 hours of sleep. That's what my body tells me each time. If I try to wake up in 30 minutes, my body's going to say nope.
Well, again, according to the National Sleep Foundation, your perfect nap should be around 30 minutes. That's what it says. I go about an hour. I guess you could give or take a few minutes either way. But today is National Napping Day. I think we all know people that nap at work, and they're not really sleeping, but it's like, hey, get back to work. What are you doing over there? All right, coming up on the show, we'll look at today in history next. We call the segment Why Today Doesn't Suck. Hang out with us for that report. Suck is next here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. And now's the time when we look at today in history, and we call the segment
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
March 9th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1959. The very first Barbie doll goes on display at the American Toy Fair up there in New York City. Barbie made her debut today. And, you know, there was a long time where people looked at the Barbie doll and they said, hey, it's a great toy for your daughter. But now... Barbie, over the last several years, has been taking a lot of heat for giving young women and women of all ages a bad message when it comes to their bodies. Like, Barbie's always had a seemingly thin body, and so now, over the last several years, we've seen Barbies with different types of bodies. A big Barbie, big butt Barbie. We've seen different types of Barbie dolls to make women feel better about themselves.
It must be a girl thing. When the last time you passed down a toy section and you saw He-Man or G.I. Joe and you felt bad about yourself?
Yeah, Coleman, you're right. I think that might be a woman thing. But despite the criticism of Barbies, sales of Barbie-related merchandise soar, topping $1 billion every year.
Cha-ching.
By 1993, and she's a global icon at this point, and now there's all different types of Barbies out there. March 9th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1985, the very first Adopt a Highway sign goes up. You seen those?
Yeah, I've seen a few.
Do you know where the first one was?
I want to say California.
No, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Highway 69 in Texas. That highway was adopted by the Tyler, Texas Civitan Club, which committed to picking up trash along a designated two-mile stretch of the road. Now, it's interesting how you see Adopt a Highway signs all over the place, but what about just adopt a regular street, like Canal Street here in New Orleans? I see garbage on Canal Street, or maybe adopt a dead end street, because there's seemingly garbage all over the place.
I'd like to adopt a sewer drain or a pothole.
Boy, if we did adopt the potholes here in New Orleans, I think we'd be onto something.
Yeah,
I really do. And finally, March 9th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 2004, singer Tom Jones was banned from wearing tight leather pants. Who banned Tom Jones? Well, his manager is also his son, Mark Jones. He said, Dad, you know, it's 2004, you're getting old, it's time for you to dress your age.
That player hater.
Yeah, it worked for Tom Jones for all of those years. I mean, he's a guy that's known for not only having a great voice, but when he performs live on stage, historically, women have thrown their underwear at him, whether it's their bras or their panties or whatever. And I think that the leather pants had a lot to do with that.
All right, it sounds play hating and body shaming at the same time.
You ever wear leather pants, Coleman?
Yeah. Yeah. We've been to a few Ren Fests.
Only at Renaissance festivals.
Yeah. Have the whole leather outfit with the sword and all that.
You wouldn't wear them on just a regular Monday morning in the month of March?
If the weather will cooperate.
Mm. Well, that's our segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Coming up on the show, there are stores around the United States that are running out of toilet paper. All because of the coronavirus. As if it hasn't done enough damage to our stock market. And it's killed a few people, too. Now it's leaving store shelves empty when it comes to some toilet paper. It's something how people are, how they like to hoard when they get freaked out. We got some details on that coming up. Here on the John Osterlin Morning Show, it's New Orleans live and local morning radio show. There's not that many of those out there. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. I hope yesterday is the last day that we ever have to change the clocks in the United States of America again. We lost an hour, but it's daylight saving time. It's the time that the majority of Americans like best because the sun stays out later. And I think that's great. I know the president has said he prefers it like this. Can he just say, look, that's it. We're never changing the clocks again. Look at your clock now. This is the time it's going to be in the United States of America for the rest of all of our lives, for the rest of humanity. We are no longer going to fall back in the fall, go back an hour, and then spring forward in the spring and go up an hour. Can't we just leave it like this? Coleman, would you like to see us just leave it like this?
I'm not a fan of executive orders, but that's one I could get behind. And to be honest, I don't care which time it is. I just don't want the clocks to change at all, whether it's this time or the other time.
No, it's this time.
Either one.
Because we want the sun to stay out later.
Yeah, but either one, I'm cool with. Just stop it. I hate the adjustment period.
I mean, how many people do you know that say, awesome, it's dark at 4:20 in the afternoon now? You know, there's not too many people I know that are like that.
Home burglars.
Well, so maybe we could foil them. But can't the president just say, that's it? Yesterday was the last time we are ever changing our clocks again. Let's leave it at this. Do you agree or disagree? Text us at 260-9595 here on the John Osterlin Morning Show on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Yesterday, I'm hoping, was the last time in American history that we will have to turn the clocks forward. We are now in daylight saving time. This is the time that the majority of Americans prefer because the sun stays bright later on. Even the president said he would be happy if this was how the clocks were set year-round. So can he just do that? Could a dream come true and yesterday be the last day that we ever move the clocks an hour again? I hope so, because I think it's time to end this ridiculousness every fall and then every spring and then every fall and then every spring. And I asked you to text us if you agree with me. Or do you disagree?
Dave said, yes, leave it like this. He gets to spend more time outside with his grandkids over at the house and not on their iPods if it was dark outside. Chip says, Hawaii and Arizona choose not to adhere to the time change and the rest of the country should follow suit because it's pointless anyway.
Yeah, well, and I don't think there are, again, it's definitely the minority of Americans that enjoy it getting dark at 4:15 or 4:20 in the afternoon. I know the majority of Americans would rather have that sun shining later on, because look at that, we can do a lot more and spend more time with our kids and our families. Like,
I think the majority of Americans just like 4:20 in general.
No.
And D Wood and Mark and Mogalusa said exact same thing. Just leave it like this. And Brian says he works nights, so he got a free hour.
Yeah, you know, you brought up the 4:20, Coleman. A lot of college kids yesterday were a little bit confused with the change of the clock. A lot of them started firing up at 3:20 yesterday.
Smoke weed every day.
Took them a little while to get going. Yeah, I think it's time. Leave the clock here like this forever, and I can't think of any reason not to. Make our lives a heck of a lot easier, too, and don't have to, you know, we lose an hour, we gain an hour. We lose an hour, we gain an hour. Let's leave it like this. And let's get on with our lives, huh?
here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
So there's this female boxer in Russia. She's 22 years old, and she's attractive as a female, but she doesn't like boxing other females. She likes boxing men. So she chopped her hair short. She tapes down her breasts, and she goes and she fights men. And her name is Tatiana Dvazdova.
She's a babe.
And when she's looking like a woman, she's pretty attractive. And more power to her. She wants to fight guys. I don't know how I'd feel about having the woman in my life being able to kick my ass, being able to knock me out. But she's a good boxer. And see, I think this is right on. I don't like seeing the male to female transgender athletes compete against women, because I don't think that's fair in this country, because they still have male stuff inside them, their body parts, and so that's not fair. But I think this is fair. Although, again,
she knocked a few guys out, too.
Yeah, she has knocked a few guys out.
She's a tough little cookie.
But I think the secret, now that this story is gone worldwide, I think the cat's out of the bag. but boy, I never thought I'd be so attracted to a pretty good boxer. She's pretty good looking.
I mean, I've played wrestle with a few women. It's not as bad as it seems. Mm. Once again, it all goes to the safe word, dear.
Oh, get back to safe words, Coleman?
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up next, there are some parts of the country we're getting low on toilet paper. People are absolutely freaking out because of the coronavirus, so they figured they would buy as much toilet paper as they possibly could. That makes sense, right? That's next, coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Hope you had a good weekend. You have enough toilet paper in your house? Coleman, do you have enough toilet paper in your house?
I hope so.
Have you noticed the news? Not just here in the United States. There are some parts of the United States that stores are running out of toilet paper because people are lining up. I saw at different Costco's. People are lining up before the stores even open. And they're waiting there for a few hours until the doors open, and then they run in, and they just get as much toilet paper as they possibly can.
But here's the part that I miss. What does toilet paper have to do with the coronavirus? Does the virus give you the runs or something? Like, that's the part I'm missing. Like, why is toilet paper so valuable and not, Tylenol or maybe some flu medicine or something.
Yeah, I'm not so sure what one has to do with the other, although it I think it's a lot like when there are hurricanes predicted here in the New Orleans area, how people will go to the stores and they'll get as much stuff as they can.
Oh, all right.
Because I guess because they're planning on maybe being shut in for a while.
Okay, I guess I could get that.
And so I think it's the same up north. Whenever there's a snowstorm, you know, people say, "Oh my God, we need milk. We not just milk. We need dairy. We need to go now. It's going to snow later. We need to go now to get milk, eggs, cheese, anything with dairy in it. Oh, and get bread too." And then the snow comes and it goes and it's gone within a half a day. And then people, they end up having milk parties, dairy parties, cheese parties, because they have so much of the stuff that they got to get rid of. The clock is running when you buy that much dairy. So there's people all over the globe who are hoarding toilet paper. And I'm in the process, if you go to our website, as soon as I'm done talking to, as soon as I'm finished here, if you go to our website, buyu957.com, I've got a video of these two women who are fighting in a store. This one woman has her shopping cart filled with all the toilet paper that's left. I mean, I can't even count. She has nothing else in her shopping cart except for toilet paper. And then this other woman wasn't having any of that. She tried grabbing some. And then the woman started throwing haymakers.
Fire!
They're fighting over toilet paper. This is just some people's mentality. People are hoarding toilet paper because of the coronavirus.
So a normal day in Venezuela.
Yeah, I guess it's just like a regular Monday in Venezuela. So, if you want to see this video, it's wild. You can go to our website and check it out. But I checked a couple of the stores around New Orleans this weekend, and there was still plenty of toilet paper. I got mine. I usually like the Charmin Extra Soft.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like. But sometimes it's confusing because if you look at the packaging, it has a multiplication problems. Up in the left corner, it's like 6 rolls times 4 plies equal 24. So, I mean, if it gets really bad, I could start separating the plies.
Ah.
If it gets really bad. I don't want to do that because we all like more than one ply. Who likes one ply toilet paper?
Well, the brand that I use is whatever they have in the storage closet that I could fit in my trousers when I leave work.
Hmm. So if you want to check out this video, it's pretty wild. Women fighting over toilet paper. Go to our website, check out the video now at Bayou957.com, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Journey there, and they're on tour this year, and they're coming back to New Orleans. They're going to be playing the Smoothie King Center, but they are currently looking for a new rhythm section. They fired their bass player and their drummer. This is the second time Journey fired these same two guys. Back in 1985 or 86, Steve Perry fired the bass player and the drummer, Ross Valerie and Steve Smith. And then they were out of the band for a while, and then they were brought back into the band, and they had been playing with Journey for a while, but last week it was news that Journey fired these two guys again, and this time they fired them because they said they were trying a coup. They were trying to take ownership of the band's name, Journey, because they want to retire soon. And when they retire, they're not going to be making the money, because like I said last week, when this story broke, it's pretty obvious to me why they're doing this, because they don't write any of the Journey songs. And the huge money is in songwriting and publishing. So you got the rhythm section, the bass player and the drummer. They don't write any of the material. All the material that made Journey the money was written by Steve Perry, Jonathan Cain, and Neil Sean. And then before that, a little bit by Greg Raleigh. By the way, we've had both Neil Sean and Greg Raleigh on this radio show. Fun interviews with those guys. But this coup that the rhythm section tried to get their name on the name Journey, so they'll have something to kick back on once they retire from touring. It's not going to work. So they're looking for another two right now, and the tour is supposed to go on like normal.
Do they get royalties at least or something? No, they just get paid to play.
I think they just get paid to play. Steve Perry, the former lead singer, he gets royalties every night they play, even now, even though he hasn't been with them in a while, because the only reason people show up to go see Journey these days is because of the song Steve Perry wrote and sang. If Steve Perry never joined Journey, they would have never sold the gazillions of albums and made all of the money that they made. So Steve Perry still gets a paycheck every night when Journey plays, even though he hasn't played with them for a long time. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Hey, I'm going to be playing with the Harlem Globetrotters tonight for a few minutes down at the Terrebonne Civic Center. The Harlem Globetrotters are playing tonight, and I believe they're playing the Washington Generals. I think that's who they play every game for the last 75 years. And the game starts at 7 o'clock. I'm going to be playing a little bit with them. I got my uniform and everything. I'm number 00.
He's on fire!
And I'll be playing in the first quarter tonight. So if you're in the area down there and you're looking for something to do, you're planning on going, say hi. That should be a good time. I used to play ball when I was younger. I mean, I still try to play every once in a while, but not like I used to. So I don't know how long I'm going to be able to play, hang with the Globetrotters tonight, but I'm scheduled to play at least the first 3 minutes of the game. So, hey, Dolly Parton is 74 years old, and she says for her 75th birthday next year, she wants to be on the cover of Playboy magazine.
She hasn't already?
Once.
Oh, okay.
Coleman. She was on the cover of Playboy magazine in their October 1978 issue. She said, quote, "See, I did Playboy magazine years ago, and I thought it'd be such a hoot if they'll go for it. I don't know if they will, if I could be on the cover again next year when I'm 75. Is that something that you, I mean, Dolly still looks great, but you think that would be good for Playboy? Would that help Playboy magazine sell copies, having a 75-year-old Dolly Parton on the cover?
Dude, there's websites now. I don't even think people even buy Playboy magazines anymore, like the actual physical magazine. I don't even think, when's the last time you seen one on the shelf?
That's a good question.
You can go to playboy.com now.
Well, so maybe they could put her on the cover,
magazine.
and it won't cost them a lot of money because when do you actually see physical Playboy magazines? You know, that's a good point. Well, she's got a goal for next year. Are those real?
What, the goals are?
No, Dolly Parton's, because everybody always talks about Dolly Parton's chest.
Her chest. I don't know. I don't think those are real.
Yeah, you don't think those are real? Now we'll see what happens. Well, everybody has goals, and we'll see if Dolly's come true.
I'm going to have to go check out that magazine cover back from, what, 78 you said it was?
Yeah, October 1978.
All right, we got some research to do in between this break.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Are you a fan of rugby? You know, we have a rugby team here in New Orleans. They're called NOLA Gold. And they're playing where our minor league baseball team used to play. They're playing now their games at the Shrine on Airline. And I have some friends that are really into it. I'm a big sports fan, but I've had a tough time figuring out the rules of rugby when I watch a rugby game. Heck, these last few years, I've had a tough time figuring out the new rules of the NFL. But watching rugby is something. And the reason I brought this up is because I just got my hands on a video from a rugby match from England where one of their players looks like he's going to be banned for at least 12 games for purposely grabbing the testicles of one of his opponents. Yeah, I mean, he just grabs it, and it's not during a game. He doesn't do it by mistake. He just grabs the guy's junk, and he's looking around, and he's smiling.
Wait, so this is not in the heat of passion? This is not in the middle? He just walks up to a guy and...
grabs him. I've got the video. It's on our website. The guy's name is Joe Marler. He's a rugby player in England.
Great young man.
And now it looks like he may be banned for the next 12 games because he purposely just grabbed one of his opponents by the junk. And he's smiling and looking around. And then the opponent's looking around saying, hey, he's pointing at him. Did you see what he just did? And these are rugby players.
He's going to get 12 games suspension after that?
That's what it looks like. Yeah, you can't do that. You know, you can do lots of things in rugby, but you just can't walk up to another player, an opposing player, and grab him by the junk. If you want to see that video, it's fairly entertaining. It's on our website right now at Bayou957.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here. Hope you had a good weekend. Can you believe it's now been 20 years since smoking was completely banned on all United States air flights?
Hadn't noticed.
You know, it seems like a lot longer than that. But it's been, we just hit the 20-year anniversary since smoking was totally, completely banned on all flights here in the United States. You know, in China, just a few years ago, they finally banned smoking. You were able to smoke on Chinese flights right up until a couple of years ago, and they finally banned it. But then when they banned it, they still let the pilots and the co-pilots smoke in the cockpit. But I think they've completely banned that now. I remember being a kid and being young and being on airplanes where people smoked. And the thing that's something else about that is when you used to buy a plane ticket, the first question they would ask you would be smoking or non-smoking. Now, can you believe in an airplane, it's so... closely, everybody's so close together and you're on top of each other as it is, what would be the difference between a smoking section seat and a non-smoking section seat? I mean, imagine you're in the last row of the non-smoking section, and then the person in the row right behind you just lights up and starts smoking.
So about 6 inches would be the difference.
Yeah.
My thing is, if smoking has been banned in American flights for 20 years, why are they still spending money on a little light bulb that says no smoking every time they start the plane up? Boom! And it has the little light with the cigarette with the X going through it.
I think
they could save some money by eliminating that sign.
Those have to be older airplanes, Coleman.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't think they're building the little cigarette light anymore on airplanes. So you would think at least that those airplanes were built... a few years back.
That explains the duct tape then.
But I always got a kick out of it. Smoking or non-smoking, if you get an airline ticket, it's like, really, is there that much of a difference? But I can't believe it's been 20 years now. But before that, you know, there was a time in this country where half the people in this country smoked cigarettes. And then all of a sudden, I guess, they realized, wait a minute. This is really bad for you.
No, I think they died. That's what happened.
Well, combination of both of those. But yeah, go figure. We just hit the 20-year anniversary where smoking has been completely banned on all United States flights. Hey, coming up on the show, I will tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us. here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So over the weekend, a woman on the North Shore celebrated her 107th birthday. Mary Vaccaro. She celebrated it in Hammond. And the president of Tangipahoa Parish, Robbie Miller, presented her with a proclamation recognizing her very, very special 107th birthday. You would think she has to be the oldest person in the state. There can't be anybody who's 108, isn't it?
I wouldn't know. I know definitely not in New Orleans. I don't think our life expectancy is that long.
Well, there's life expectancy, Coleman, and then there's New Orleans life expectancy. Yeah. They're a little bit different. But you know what? With the way people are living now and people, we know more about health and how to take care of ourselves. I think as the future moves on, we're going to see a lot more people living to be 107.
Yeah, you ever notice every time they have one of these people that's that old, they always ask them the secret, and they always say something crazy like, I drink Dr. Pepper every day, or I take two shots of whiskey every night before I go to sleep. So there's probably something like that.
They didn't ask Mary Vaccaro that question. But, hey, she was born in 1913, and she's still hanging around Hammond today. So happy birthday to Mary Vaccaro on the North Shore. She is now 107 years old. Isn't that something? Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So what did we learn on the show this morning?
I learned something today.
I learned you don't mess with a woman's full grocery carriage of toilet paper, even though there's none left on the shelves and she's hoarding it. If you try taking any of that, she will punch you in the mouth. And we've got that video on our website at bayou957.com if you haven't seen it.
I've also learned that there's a woman in Russia that knocks men out. So it's not just the women in Costco or whatever they're getting their toilet paper from. There's women in Russia in the middle of a boxing match just punching people.
Yeah, we talked about her earlier on the show this morning, and she's an attractive woman, but she only wants to box men. She's a boxer, and so she cut her hair short, and she makes herself look like a dude. And she looks a lot better as a woman, though, and it made me wonder, would I enjoy dating a woman or being in a relationship with a woman who could kick my ass?
Speaking of attractive women.
I'm still thinking about that, by the way.
Speaking of attractive women, we found out that Dolly Parton at 75 looks better than a lot of women in their 20s and 30s. Remember we looked up the Googles and the Playboys? And
yeah, well, she wants to be on the cover of Playboy magazine next year for her 75th birthday. We wondered if that would sell magazines, but when was the last time you actually saw a physical copy of a Playboy magazine? I mean, with the internet and pornography being readily available there, I mean, how many people actually physically have a Playboy magazine around?
Yeah, it's been a wonderful day for women. They have a 170-year-old woman in the parish we talked about earlier. Dolly Parton's in her 70s. She wants to be on the cover of Playboy. And they got women knocking people out. It's the day after International Women's Day.
So, Coleman, we learned a lot on the show this morning. Like we usually do, we always talk about all kinds of different stuff. And if you're just joining us now, or you only get to listen for a little while you're driving to work, not long after our show is finished, we put the podcast of our radio show up from that day. So it'll always be up every morning by 10:15 in the morning. So you can go and check it out on our website at bayou957.com. One more thing. Tonight I'm playing basketball with the Harlem Globetrotters. They're performing at the Homa Terrebonne Civic Center tonight. The game starts at 7 o'clock, and I'm playing the first few minutes with the Harlem Globetrotters. I used to play basketball. It's been a little while, though, but I got my uniform. I'm number 00.
Rejected!
And the one thing I know, we will win tonight, because I don't think the Harlem Globetrotters, they've been playing the same team for about the last 75 years, the Washington Generals. I don't think they've ever lost to them.
Their day is coming.
So if you're in the Homa area tonight and you're looking for something to do with your family, the Globetrotters are always fun. Again, tip-off is at 7 o'clock, and I'll be playing in the beginning of that game. With the Harlem Globetrotters. It's our commercial free ride here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.